Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The World Health Organization has designated a coronavirus variant out of South Africa as a variant of concern. NPR's Joel Rose reports the announcement comes after the agency convened an emergency session with a group of scientific advisors.
The WHO says the detection of the Omicron variant in South Africa coincided with a steep increase in cases, and that its prevalence is increasing in almost all provinces of the country. Dr. Maria van Kerkhove is with the WHO's Health Emergencies Program.
This variant has a large number of mutations, and some of these mutations have some worrying characteristics.
Scientists say the variant has a number of mutations that are known to boost transmissibility and others that can help the virus infect cells more easily, but they caution that there isn't enough data yet to know for sure if that's the case. The variant has been detected at faster rates than previous surges, suggesting it may have advantages over other variants. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Legendary Broadway songwriter Stephen Sondheim has died. The cause of death was not released. He died this morning at his home in Connecticut. Sondheim was 91 years old. Jeff London has this remembrance.
Sondheim was known for his clever lyrics and complicated music.
A weekend in the country, how amusing, how delightfully droll. A weekend in the country, while we're losing our control. A weekend in the country, how enchanting.
A protege of Oscar Hammerstein, he helped advance American musicals into a serious art form, challenging theatergoers with complexity and nuance. He picked up 11 Tony Awards and a Pulitzer Prize along the way. Sondheim told Fresh Air in 2010 he wrote for the theater to communicate with audiences.
The whole idea of getting across to an audience and exciting them or making them laugh or making them cry or just making them feel is paramount to me.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Today is traditionally known as being one of the busiest shopping days of the year. However, it is not entirely clear whether this year's Black Friday shopping holiday will be a boom or a bust. Many malls and stores are reporting decent crowds. However, it is not the usual mobs fighting over the latest toys or electronic goods. Retail analyst Mary Eppner says some of what happens today will also affect a big online shopping day next week.
Whatever we see today, I expect it to get more advantageous by Monday or Tuesday, and that will be the big tell-all for Cyber Monday week.
Online shopping has been making major inroads for years, and this year is likely to be no exception. Many retailers, meanwhile, had already launched the so-called doorbuster sales either before or after today. Stocks suffered their worst single-day drop of the year amid heightened concerns over the newly emerging variant of the coronavirus, investors in effect selling first and asking questions later. The Dow dropped 905 points today to 34,899. The Nasdaq was down 353 points. You're listening to NPR. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg is out with a warning to Russia. Stoltenberg saying any attempt to invade Ukraine will have costs. Concerns have been mounting amid a Russian military buildup near its former Soviet neighbor's borders, with Ukraine's president alleging his intelligence service has uncovered plans for a possible Russian-backed coup that would take place next week. Moscow has denied any plans for an invasion. Ukraine says Moscow has kept about 90,000 troops near the common border between the two countries following recent war games in western Russia. A major national pawn shop loan company is allegedly charging military service members illegally high fees or interest rates. As NPR's Chris Arnold explains, that's according to a lawsuit from the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Under federal law, lenders can't charge service members more than what amounts to a 36% annual interest rate. But a company called First Cash allegedly cheated service members with thousands of loans with rates frequently exceeding 200%.
The Military Lending Act is designed to protect military families from exactly the kind of high-cost loans that are at issue in this case.
Eric Halperin is the director of enforcement at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
This is an example of a company who has repeatedly violated the law.
The Bureau is seeking to get people their money back and seeking a civil monetary penalty. The company denies wrongdoing and said in a statement it will, quote, vigorously defend against the allegations in this case. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices took their biggest one-day plunge since April amid concerns over the new variant of the coronavirus. Oil down more than $10 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.